No, I want you to drop what we're playing right now and play that song. I want to know what something new around the corner is.
Nash Casino. Can we get back to the Nash Casino ad, please?
No, I'm joking. This band Wand is pretty great. All right, 617-779-7937. It is Rich, Ken, and our buddy Ted Johnson. He'll be back here on Monday, and you can give us a call at 617-779-7937 like John in the car did. John, what's happened to my man?
I'm trying to wrap my head around what Ken doesn't want to see and does want to see in the Odyssey. Can you repeat what you don't want it to be, please?
So he said it's going to be a documentary. So he wants, I mean, he wants like legitimate facts, start to finish. I wanted him to not to be fantastical and fun. That's all.
So there's a real documentary about a woman with a head full of snakes.
Well, okay. Was the Trojan War legit? Like, did they actually wheel the thing up and jump out and surprise? You know, there are some factual.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, people weren't
that
very
is debatable.
Back then. They brought a 4 million-foot horse and said, "Don't look inside." Oh.
Okay.
And, well, so, and then we're going to write a movie about it.
I want to see the snakes. Give me the Medusa head. I hope.
Ken, we'll go together. How about that?
Oh, I love it.
It'll be fun. Absolutely. I'll buy the popcorn.
Thank
Great.
You, John. Thank you.
How much money do you think Robert Kraft had to give Brady to go to the statue night?
Yes.
It must have been 7 figures minimum to make him swallow that crap sandwich of having to be a Patriot for life. This man owns the Raiders after he asked for ownership of the Patriots, the small piece that Bob Kraft's other son, which basically built this team, wasn't allowed to buy. And then 2 years later, the no good SOB goes and sells 7% to some private equity group. Are you telling me Tom Brady couldn't go out and get 7% of a bunch of people that would buy the Patriots? They were worth $5 billion, for crying out loud. And people want to know why Tom Brady has had it up to his eyeballs with Bob Kraft. My favorite of all time was when he came back from Tampa and Kraft is running around the place with his dick in his hand, wondering why he isn't meeting him off the 50-yard line to kiss his feet. I am so done with Robert Kraft and his nonsense about the chivalry, about his fan first. When I sat in just Schaefer Stadium in section 228, oh wait, enough! You're a fraud! I saw you at the Knicks game with everybody else. You're a fraud. You are nothing more than a fraud. I've had it with them. I can't wait till it's over. I'm begging that the kid isn't as bad, but I'm afraid he's worse. Spend some money on some players, and then we'll have a conversation about what you think you're entitled to.
Oh, John, I want you to call back when the Christian Gonzalez situation is settled.
Oh, boy.
Because then we'll find out. Because, listen, I think the Krafts are fantastic owners. They are. They're great owners. Now, obviously, you're exactly right, John, with the whole statue situation. I said that from the beginning, that the fact that they'd have to pay Tom Brady, allegedly, to go to this thing, it was way more about Kraft trying to whitewash history and say, I never let that guy never. I wasn't the reason that the guy left. He loves it here. He loves me.
By the way, that's not been confirmed, right? Everybody just assumes that's the case.
No, but I do absolutely. Oh, what do you mean?
That
he got paid?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's speculation. Absolutely. And from what we're hearing, it's from good sources that that's what happened.
Bedard.
From very good sources. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean that it has been absolutely confirmed. You're right about that. But there is no question that that whole ceremony was all about the Krafts trying to make you forget that they're the reason Tom Brady left.
And it worked. I mean, I was a sucker for it. I mean, just to see that crowd, I mean, the ovation for Bill. What really is bizarre to me, though, Brady has to know this was driven by Belichick. Belichick wanted to move on, right? He thought they'd be better with a younger quarterback, and the money could be stick. He could win with an average QB, as was reported in that book, was always his belief. But yet he's made amends with Bill, but Kraft, he just won't forgive.
Well, I mean, how much amends has he made? Like, what has he done?
He talks about it all the time, even like recently, like as of a day ago or 2 days ago, he was talking about how great Bill is. And
But that's different. That's different than, like, if put it this way, if Bill Belichick was in a Super Bowl and the opposing coach called Tom Brady and said, "Can you give me some intel?" Brady would have helped him too. I think Brady is just that competitive. I think that he holds grudges. But ultimately, it was Kraft's fault that Brady's not here anymore, because Kraft could have told Belichick to go screw. He could have said, no, you figure out a way. You guys are going to work together. If really Brady was like a son, then you'd keep him around. And whatever you say, whether you think it was the right idea or it was the wrong idea, Brady will always blame Kraft, Robert Kraft, for him no longer being a member of the Patriots. So that's why this story did not surprise me, that he, because he doesn't get over things. Most people, like, you know, a couple years later, you know, my old thing would be, dude, I proved to the world, I won a Super Bowl immediately when I left, that I'm great, and I'm the reason this team's great now, blah, 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 blah. But with him, he's just that guy. He's so effing competitive that he doesn't want the Patriots to ever win again with him not here. Like, I will do whatever it takes.
Do you think that's part of it? It's a jealousy of Drake? It's a jealousy of, you know, success without him?
He is not jealous. He just wants, everyone who harmed him in any sort of way to pay. And I believe that he still
holds it against Belichick.
But there's never been a situation like this where he could do something against Bill Belichick.
Well, start calling up Duke. I don't know. You know,
Bill's doing a good enough job ruining his reputation on his own.
Bill's doing a fair point.
Well, maybe he was the one who hooked Jordana. But maybe, like, Brady, she's an op. Like, she's like,
could be.
She's an op for Tom Brady to just ruin everything about
Double
Bill.
Double agent Brady. The Red Sox, by the way, have just landed at LaGuardia.
Oh, how funny.
Per Ian Brown.
That's funny.
It's first pitch, 2.5 hours away.
It'll take him an hour to get there. So they're probably going to have, like, what, 2 hours to get everything all set. Yeah, they'll be fine. I just can't believe
Are the Boston Red Sox?
Yes.
I don't think that's Jackson's finest work right there. I mean, let's see. We've gone from Hey Hooters to the Carmen Jackson.
I thought that was perfectly fine.
It was fine, but we had a high standard going.
When Rich called the other night when we were all out. Rich goes, yeah, you know, the Hey Hooters was Jackson's Hey Jude.
It really was.
That made me laugh that, like, all night.
Can I just hear, like, 10 seconds of that song? It's Friday. I need a little something.
This will be the night you go. I mean, yeah, you're getting ready to...
I'll do it live. Hey Hooters.
No, it's not as good live.
It's got to have the full band in the
full
background.
Production. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess the Hey Hooters isn't ready to go.
Oh, it didn't transfer over to the new studio.
Yeah, no. It decided not to come over.
Don't say we lost it.
As long as eventually we'll get it. We can't lose it forever.
Right. If that Peter Jackson recreate this someday for Apple.
I think we just lost Rich.
We just lost Rich. Well, it's one of those days.
Did you lose me?
Oh, there you go. There you're back.
Oh, I don't know what happened there. All right. 617-779-7937. We will take your calls. Also, there's some more funny Jaylen Brown stuff that's going around. There's now not even a question as to whether Jaylen Brown's pissed at Jason Tatum. He made it clear yesterday. He made it abundantly clear yesterday. He is not happy, and Jason Tatum still has not said a word. And we're on LeBron watch because, from what we have heard, LeBron has chosen a team. It has just not been announced yet, and it is not the Cleveland Cavaliers, according to Mr. Windhorst. So we'll get to all that right after this.